at length a damsel did give consent, a fair young creature, both witty and pretty, yet after her marriage she did lament. And good reason she had to do so, her heart was filled with grief and woe, for after marriage she still did complain, her maidenhead 7 months did remain. Though he lay by his bride each night, a fair young pattern of beauty bright, yet he did nothing to please her or ease her, as being sewed up in a blanket tight. It was because he was afraid of his charge, and that his family would enlarge. For 7 months he had lain by her side, poor creature, her patience in this was tried. This old blanket did cause much strife between the baker and his fair wife, for why he wore it her trouble grew double. What woman was able to lead this life? Still she wished she might find out a way this paltry blanket to convey, where he might never behold it no more, that she might enjoy what he had in store. But one night among all the rest, when this poor baker was quite undressed, he sought his blanket to wind him and bind him, but he of that garment was dispossessed. She had hid it, he could not tell where, which made the baker begin to swear, and would not go to his bed for repose until she had brought him his swaddling clothes. When she see all her hopes were fled, in grief and trouble she went to bed, where she lay sighing, not sleeping, but weeping, a thousand times wishing she'd ne'er been wed. Yet he little regarded her moan, but snoring lay like a drowsy drone, wrapped up in his blanket as tight as a pack, and never considered what she did lack. "Well," said she, "I'm resolved to find some youthful gallant to my own mind. I'll ne'er lie whining, perplexing and vexing, and thus I shall fit him but in his kind. For what woman can wait at this rate? I am resolved to choose a mate, some youthful gallant of extra skill, and then he may lie in his blanket still." Then she walking abroad next day, in all her silks and rich array, a ranting gallant did meet her and treat her. She had not the power to say him nay. In a tavern some hours they spent, where she, enjoying her heart's content, with this brave gallant whom she did adore, who promised her many kind visits more. Though the baker he did offend, yet now her trouble is at an end. She doth not value his courting or sporting, since she doth enjoy a more loving friend. In his blanket he lies at his ease, while she may revel it where she please. It is but reason, without all dispute, if he will not, somebody else must do't.